On today's Restump podcast, we'll preview tomorrow early morning game against the North Melbourne Kangaroos. Might have to put a beer in the cornflakes. Not sure what we're going to do. It's a 10:30, 10:45 start. Kangaroos provided us with a bit of trouble last year. Got the season off to a pretty horrible start. Let's hope we get a better result than that tomorrow. Let's get the chief on board. We'll have a chat about it right after we start wearing purple with Goggle Bedello.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah.
Welcome to the Restart Podcast. My name is Brett Jojo McDonald, joined by a man who, I don't know, he won't stop giving me a hard time. I'm meant to be contributing to this possession punters club that he's started between us. I haven't contributed a thing. That is Greg, I'm carrying the load, Dwyer.
Just on multiple fronts. Podcast burden, punting club burden. Are you going to chip in at all?
I don't think, can't see a point when I will chip in at the moment.
My run's not going to keep going, Jordan. You're going to have to take over. No.
I don't know. Every time I look, I don't know how you pluck these ones out. What did you have, Grime Myers tonight for
Grime Myers plus? At $1.40.
That's right.
I know, and he's got 26. Could have made a fortune. So you stick to your horses, Jordan. You keep giving people losers on the horses. And leave the footy
I could set me. You up a treble on Sunday if you want.
Treble?
Yeah. Big day at Pinjarra Cup.
Right.
Looking forward. We got the party bus booked. The kids are on board. The grandparents are on board. We're all heading down to Pinjarra for the day.
Pinjarra on Sunday.
Yeah. We went last year. It's actually really fun.
It's a good day.
Bit of a Pinjarra. Tent under the trees. Beers. You bring your own food. Kids run around, wreak havoc. You just pretend they're not yours. Get back on the bus at the end of the day.
If I was allowed on course, I'd get over there. But no, that ban's already that's lapsed. I can get over there. I might get over there. Do you
know? Come in. Come on. Come down.
Yeah. I come down. Anyway, I tell you what though, Jared, I'm a little bit flat to be honest. I'm going through a little bit of a worrying time just at the moment because I just think we didn't take the numerous opportunities we had at the time. And after what's happened during the week, I fear we may never get another chance to do right by Andy Brayshaw.
What are you talking about?
Andy Gaff's cooked. He's on the treadmill. He's done. We're not going to get another chance there to square up and do right by him, Jojo. His career's gone. It's finished. We didn't take the opportunity when we had it, and now he's going to get away with it.
That was You know when you get dropped on the Sunday of the game or like the first thing Monday morning?
Yep.
It's not a good thing, is it? you're really headed for strife.
Yeah, usually you get it on Monday. You know, don't come Monday. Don't come Sunday.
Just don't come at all.
No, he's done. He's absolutely done. Do you know what I think we need to do, Jojo?
Round
six. Round six of the Derby, I think we need to start a Get Gaffy in the Round 16 narrative going.
What?
I reckon. I'm going to call it Cotton Candy Andy Ring.
There's going to come a point.
There's an opportunity.
There's going to come a point where we're going to barrack for West Coast. When West Coast play Collingwood, it seems like it could be a close game at the moment, the way they're travelling. That's going to be an awkward situation, isn't it? Gaff will come back in for sure.
He's got to get back in. Do you know what? There's something about our Round 6 games. They're very grudgy. Like 2020, round six, it was the battle on the hill against St Kilda. First time we played Brad Hill after he deserted us. Round six, 2022, against Carlton, against Trader Chera, first time. Round six, 2023, Lobster's Tears. Round six, 2024, it's the square up. Andy Gaff, There's something about round six, Jojo.
Maybe that we missed the opportunity. Maybe that's the beer.
I think we've got time.
Sorry. Have you seen how fast the Badger works? There is not enough time. It's not enough time. There's nowhere near enough time.
No, it actually isn't, is it?
How can we've
got to come up
with another battling idea. To fill up the cans with tap water and get something out. Six.
I tell you what, 10:45 a.m. start tomorrow. We've got to get on with it.
I know.
The game's going to start before we finish.
Mate, I don't know about you. I don't feel particularly nervous about this game. I respect what North Melbourne are doing, and you can see they're getting a lot better. They've got a few guys out there that you'd love to have in your team, you know, like the LDUs, maybe even a Zerha up forward. Nick Larkey kicks goals. Tristan Cherry's been decent in the ruck. But overall, like, you look through the playing list, a lot of good young guys that will come through and come on. But if we're not taking care of them, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. This is going to sound a bit arrogant or a bit condescending, and we're a club that's got no right to be either of those things. But when you look at these two teams on paper and you go through the names and the matchups and the positions, I can't see how we're not 2-0 in 24 hours. Well, in about 12 hours. I can't.
When we wake up tomorrow morning, we should be 2-0.
Yeah, exactly right. We actually should be. I honestly can't, and I don't want to be overconfident because it's the worst thing you can be. You know, hubris is poison. But I'm trying to make a case.
Especially considering what happened last year.
That's what I mean. You know, you don't want to forget the past. You're doomed to repeat it. But North didn't win that game. We were just horrendous last year.
And we kind of flattered ourselves by kicking. That was the game where we kicked three in the last 4 minutes or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of minutes or something, wasn't it? Yeah, yep. So we should just, honestly, you know. And it was a terrible, lucky kick for, you know, Stevenson, Curtis, Zerha hit and miss. They're predominantly their forwards. They're not super forward. Lucky goes okay if he gets away from you. But, geez, you can take care of the others, can't you, with a little bit of effort. Eddie Ford bobs up, but this year, you know, no Jack Zeeble, no Ben Cunnington. I can't see it.
If Eddie Ford wasn't a character, do you think you know who he is? I don't think you know who he is if he's not.
Yeah, I would, because I wanted him in the draft. Okay. I remember that. Right. Yeah.
Couple of changes for us. Four. McDonald out, injured, of course. Cox. Both of those guys, pretty much long-term injuries. What's Cox? They said 12 to 14 weeks, didn't they?
Yeah. It's a bad... It's pretty much season, isn't it?
You're pretty close to it. What is it? But not really. I mean, you come back, what's he got, 8 or 9 rounds to get himself right?
Is it 12, 14 weeks he can be back, or is that what they're saying? That's when you can step back in?
Well, yeah, we should be back. Isn't that what those weeks... Right. That's like weeks to playing, I imagine.
No idea.
Erasmus omitted, a little bit unlucky, didn't get much opportunity, maybe get a bit more of a run, maybe be the sub again, who knows. And Carl Warner, of course, coming off that concussion. Inns, Matt Taberner, my man, he's back. I think that with the Jungle Drums have been beating, and they've been beating pretty strongly all pre-season. I was the only one playing the drums, I think, but that's been heard, and he's back. Huh? I'm pretty happy about that. Josh Draper making his debut, long-awaited debut, and I love seeing the NGA guys get an opportunity, so it's great to see him coming through and playing his first game. Brandon Walker back, Jago Ramirez back for North Melbourne. Luke McDonald, Jai Simpkin come in, Shields and Goda go out, so probably they get a little bit stronger, you'd imagine, there, especially through the midfield with Simpkin coming back. I don't mind him. Draper.
Two good ins.
Yeah, no, good two ins. Josh Draper, he's mates with one of the kids that works for me, Trinity Boy. He's come through the ranks.
Right.
Apparently, he's as excited as anyone's ever been about making his debut tomorrow. And that kind of warms your heart, I reckon. When you think about a preseason, he's literally relying on an injury to get an opportunity. Two injuries.
You know, that excitement equals nerves, Jojo.
But nerves mean you care.
Nerves mean you care. Nerves mean you might need a couple of nervous whizzes before you get in the game. It is good. It's good to hear that. And I mean, who wouldn't be, though, playing your first game?
I think in particular for him, though, he plays in a spot like him and Hugh. there's no real pathway to play at this point with Pierce and Cox and Ryan there. Yeah. And they're bringing in Oscar McDonald to replace Joel Hamling. Like, you're still firmly entrenched in your spot in the depth chart in terms of key defense, right? Like, you're probably not skipping over Oscar McDonald if they're bringing in from the VFL, like he's getting first crack. So you're going to need it. You're going to need injuries.
Yeah. So a bit. So what you're saying, yeah.
Like, well, he would have forecast like at least the beginning of the season that he's playing at Peel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. So what you're saying is a bit like Matty Tabbs. He's there because of injuries.
Well, I'm not gonna go there on Tabbs. Do you know what? I really hope that he comes out and plays like the Matt Taberner we saw a couple of times over the course of his career.
Of course we do.
And everyone remembers what could have been.
Do you know I'm worried? Yeah. His career went downhill. There was a pivotal moment, and it was at Marvel Stadium. And it was when he sat on the bench and copied you with the jumper over the shoulders. That's when he went downhill, Jojo. That was your fashion statement. So we're all on that page. We all want him to come out and do well. And
it seems like some people are just like, Tab's done. Why is he playing for? He should never play again.
But you can understand it. He's shown nothing in the preseason.
What did he play? Like one game, two games. And they were all garbage.
Down in the match sims, he didn't go a yard. So he's got it. But this is the thing, right? We were talking about the Port Adelaide preseason game, and it was Tracy and Tabs, and we said they must have known they were fighting for that spot. And both of them went like, you know what?
Well, couldn't Tracy have just been the better performer? Couldn't he have won it? Like, why do we have to say Tabs isn't up to it? Anyway, we'll wait and see tomorrow.
I'm not saying he's not up to it.
No, you are kind of. You've written him off.
Well, no. Well, in his present form, he's not, but we know that he possibly can. So he gets a run through injury. Let's not beat around the bush. I don't care what you say. You want to sacrifice anyone to get him a gig. He got a gig through injury. We're all hoping that he puts it together. But if he starts leading back in, you know, going over the top and back into the pockets to get a kick.
No, he's not, because Amos is there. He's going to tell him to get lost. He's going to be up the ground, surely.
Let's hope that's what he does. He gets up the ground and is that link player. That's what we need.
Just speaking of the key forwards, and we did mention Josh Tracy. No one seems to like my idea of sending Josh Tracy back, but you look at the forward line that the Kangas have got, and Larky's big. You know, he's almost ruck size. And then you've got Callum Coleman-Jones, who's the other key forward there, another really big guy. You know, Pierce, or you think he'd have first crack at Larky playing deep.
Yeah.
Does Luke Ryan or an Ethan Hughes or someone like that go to Coleman Jones first, or does Draper get first crack? And if it doesn't work, is my break glass in case of emergency Josh Tracy heading back to centre half back and everyone will have to?
No, I'm not letting you off the hook. Your Josh Tracy going back was not a break the glass in case of emergency.
No, but I'm just saying, it's the only solution now. He's going to have to expose himself there as being a good centre-half back.
Possibly.
I think he's got the good attributes to be a centre-half back. You watch.
Possibly out of necessity. But you're not doing that to find out. Unless his form goes right off up forward. But if you're taking him away from the forward after what he did last week, the assistance he lends Joy Amos, you're out of control.
Yeah, but Call the cops. No. But the thing is, so I'm not writing off Draper before he starts, but it's a big ask to come in as a young guy who's played at Peel and come in and market an AFL body and a big guy and experienced players. If he's not quite up to it, like McDonald's not coming back soon and Cox isn't coming back soon, so we've got to play half a season. We've got to come up with a defensive solution, especially some of these teams have got two big blokes. And if it's not going to be Draper, then tell me who's it going to be.
No, I'm totally with you, and I don't, because the fact is we haven't got another option on the day. But
well, what option? Even if you're doing a selection off a blank canvas of the available squad members, what have you got? Hugh Davies doesn't look quite ready yet either.
Yep.
If we're a team that's aspiring to finish top four, top six, or whatever we're trying to do, you can't go in with a lightweight key defender, especially against some of the key forwards that are rolling around the competition at the moment.
Absolutely not. But you're, but nobody will deny you that because it's out of necessity.
Mm.
But if we've got Brennan Cox there, you're not sending, you're not trying to send, turn Tracy into a defender. It's crazy talk. It's crazy talk, Jono.
You watch this forward line. Darcy will come back. Jackson will slot back into the forward line. Tabs and Amos will become a devastating duo up front. I'll be proof correct.
I'm going to bed. I've got to get up early in the morning. But you know what? We're talking Coleman Jones here.
Yeah, I know.
He's not exactly Jeremy Cameron.
No, he's not.
Do you know what I mean?
He was one of those guys when they recruited him out of Richmond. They made him sound like a guy who's way better than what he's ever exposed, as if he was going to be the answer.
Fooled me. I took him in my draft time.
No, but you know, that's where, how it was kind of publicized. Yeah. It was Lockie Schultz like kind of, you know, hysteria.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It really was.
Doesn't seem to have quite matured. You never know. You don't write off guys early on. He's still only probably young, but could have been going over the top.
But he's not. Yeah, yeah.
I reckon the battle in the ruck between Cherry and Jackson will be interesting. Cherry's really combative. He's pretty mobile, gets around the ground. He'll challenge Jackson on the deck after the ball's gone up, which is not probably – it's not something he'd be used to at this point because most of the rucks going around don't really have much of a follow-up game or nothing close to what Jacko's got.
That's right. And we love Tristan Cherry, JoJo. Didn't we see, what did he get, 16, 17 touches for us? Last week. We might double up. We might go again on him. He's going to be better for the run. Like, he's, I reckon if you watched him last week, you probably didn't, but the helmet's given him issues. All the time he was readjusting his helmet. So it would have been his first probably real hit out that he played in it. So he'll get that right. He'll be better for the run. He, as you said, he gets around the ground. Well, he can hit the scoreboard. And, I'm with you. I think it's going to be a pretty interesting battle with Jackson. I'm backing Jackson to win it. But
I am as well. I just thought it presents a bit of a different challenge. Cherry's a guy I like. I think that they've got one there.
Yeah.
And it was weird that they kind of hung on to Goldstein so long. And I know he'd been a really good servant of the club and the rest of it. But it took a while to clear the pathway for Cherry to come in and take over.
How do you pronounce his last name?
It's Cherry, isn't it?
Is it Cherry?
I think so.
Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Xeri? Cherry?
No, go with Xeri. That sounds right.
Ask Kelly Underwood. She'll tell us. We might go again. He's $1.60-something for 15 again, Jordan.
No, I'd stay away from it. Stay away
from it. They might leave each other alone. They might end up getting 20 each, Jackson and Xeri.
Is there an area of the grounds you reckon North have got an advantage over us?
Where's the lineups?
Because you look through it, and I don't think so. I reckon the most even area of the ground would be the midfield, but I still think we have them covered there. I think down back, they can kind of be exposed a little bit. They've got a youngster in Toby Pink. I think he plays key. And then Aiden Corr, of course. The thing about with Tabana coming in, I don't know if you could put some wiry guy on Tabana.
No. Yeah.
And this is what can kind of kind of help out Amos. Because maybe he doesn't get the biggest brute of a defender this week.
Jeez, I'm just looking at it now. They desperately needed Luke McDonald, didn't they? Aiden Corr, Callan Dawson, Toby Pink, Bailey Scott, Harry Sheezel.
Well, Sheezel's not going to mark anyone. He's just going to get off and try and get 35 or 40.
He's going to be the runoff. Yeah, Zach Fisher.
Bailey Scott's a decent player, and he's come good towards the end of last year and definitely this year. He's looked good, but no one that you look at the lineup.
But you look at
for the rest of them, they get exposed.
Tabs could get amongst you. Right, he could. I'm saying.
Yeah,
Amos. We could put a few on the board. I can't see it. This is what I mean, when I looked at the matchups, I just couldn't find an area where you were worried about. And I'm not. I just hate being this confident, but I can't find an area.
The thing that gives me a little bit of confidence, and I thought last week, it was reminiscent of the season prior to last, where every week it seemed like we bought this ferocity, this energy, an attack on the contest.
Yes.
If we take away that first 20 minutes, we were ferocious. And You know, I was talking to my dad about the game we watched it together at Optus last week, and I was saying to him, you know, Sonny Walters only got 6 touches, Emmett only got 5 touches or whatever he got. They seem like they were in the game pretty regularly, especially Sonny. Like, the pressure that was coming from our forwards, it was full ground, it was everyone. But it was really, really noticeable, the intensity that we played with Switter with that rundown smother. Like, we didn't give up on a play once.
That was ridiculous. I don't think I've seen a better smother than that.
We weren't doing that stuff. We were not doing that stuff last year.
That's what I said in the review pod. It was back to 2022. The intent was there. The fitness was there to get to contest, like it wasn't this time last year.
So they bring that. They bring that to tomorrow morning.
That's right.
And you get in that kind of mindset from the jump. There's no way you drop this game.
No. Yeah, that's it. Like if that what we served up last week is good enough to reasonably comfortably beat the Lions, it's got to be good enough to beat the Roos.
Yeah.
Has to be. So.
Just on the Lions, they got Collingwood next week. Collingwood at the Gabba. Collingwood could be legitimately 0-4 to start the season.
How good.
It's crazy, hey? You would, like, just you'd hope that could possibly happen, but I don't think you could reasonably foresee that they'd start the season 0-4 when we own their first round draft pick. It's almost more enjoyable than us winning, seeing them losing.
You're right. Do you know last night after the game, I went and got a coffee, locked myself in the computer room. I ran the numbers, Joe. I looked at all the data. I ran reverse hypotheticals. You can even do that. Every time I ran the scenarios, the same result kept appearing. We're winning, Collingwood are losing. Common denominator, Lockie Schultz.
Poor Lockie Schultz. He did a few good things.
No, he didn't.
He did nothing.
No, he did nothing.
He did gold, didn't he?
Then he got subbed out. I can sense it. There's movement, Jody. There's a groundswell. Remember that
Liam Henry played a decent game.
He did play a good game. Remember the Scorpions?
The Scorpions.
Listening to the Winds of Change?
Yeah.
That song? Freo fans are starting to realise it. Lockie's not the Messiah. They're starting to understand what Collingwood gave up. The Lockie Schultz deserted his campaign is starting to bubble. It's happening. It's got massive legs, Jojo. Massive legs.
What about the Rory Love? The Rory Love bandwagon seems to have slowed down to a grinding halt.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Poor Rory, though. Dropped round 2. It's tough.
He's cooked. He's close to it, isn't he? Treadmill with him and Gaff can go and play in the league somewhere.
Oh, no.
Poor bugger.
I kind of do. I don't know. There's probably some syndrome that I've got that causes me to feel this way, but I do feel a little bit sorry for him.
For Rory Lobb?
Yeah. Whose idea? Yeah. I know he wanted more money and I know he wanted to move to Melbourne and do all this, but whose idea was it to move him to a club where you could reasonably foresee like high-ceiling young guys playing in his spot were already at the club and then in the pipeline as well? Like, there's such a squeeze at that spot.
Well, that's what we said. The lift doesn't go to the top floor with Rory Lobb. So he wasn't able to see it. So someone's, you know, whoever his manager is, it's Stinger, isn't it? Colin Young.
Stinger.
It was just bizarre. I mean, we've been over this a million times. I mean, why the Dogs wanted him, that was the weird one. That was even weirder. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm with you to some degree.
It's like, why send him there? Why, if you hear his manager, why send him there?
That's what I mean.
But then maybe there's nowhere else. Maybe you see the same thing happening here. Maybe you see Luke Jackson coming in here. Maybe no other club wanted him. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, but he wanted to go before Luke Jackson.
Yeah, but Luke Jackson had been tapped up from 2 years before, hadn't he?
Yeah.
Well, everyone knew.
Oh, I reckon about draft year.
probably.
That was organised then. So, you're right. Do you know, we're just talking about Collingwood. I saw it last night. Is the John Wick factor. You know that John Wick movie?
No.
You know the...
No, I don't. You know, there's
three or four of them. Keanu Reeves. They got away with the third John Wick movie, and they did that because they brought in Halle Berry, so your attention wasn't on Keanu Reeves. But then they rolled the dice and went one movie too far. Keanu's age, it's caught up with him. He's lost that, you know, that nimbleness, that fleet of foot. The bad guys had to wait for him to get up off the ground before they could hit him again. Now, I saw that with Sidebottom last night. Sidebottom's, he's gone one year too many. He's lost that little zip, that little, and he got frustrated, and it sort of signifies where Collingwood are right now, I reckon. I think they're in a world of hurt.
That game last night, I reckon last year, they were a chance to pull that out of the fire, and you saw them kind of coming towards the end of the game, but the Saints somehow managed to kick one and stem the flow. But, you know, you think back, we were talking in the pod last week, number of games they pulled out of the fire at the end of last year, won by close margins. I feel like that was one of the games that they won last year.
Yeah, definitely. But there's the difference. Like a Sidebottom, a Pendlebury, they're that year older, they're that fraction slower.
Yeah.
It matters. That matters.
It was almost Mundy-like.
No, absolutely wasn't. Mundy could still be out there now. Absolutely not. Mundy did not suffer the John Wick factor.
Hayden Young's been, I know the listed teams mean very little, but he's been named on halfback. With the injury to Cox and to McDonald and to Warner, is there a chance that you reckon he spends more time back now?
Well, you would say he has to be, but then again, they're not highly, highly dangerous forward line. So maybe
I was
not,
meaning more but, in a macro sense. Like, I think whilst these guys are out, and maybe Warner comes in and gets another opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But with those guys out in defence, you know, at the moment, it was two of your first choice players. It's going to mean. I just think it has to mean more minutes for him back there.
It does, and it's, you know, again, it's the benefit of Fifey can stand up. It doesn't rob us of too much if Young has to go back. So
it probably gives you more of an opportunity to get Matt Johnson involved. Because Jagger Amira comes in, he'll probably take a bit more of that wing time. Maybe Jono gets to go in the middle a bit more and soak up some of the youngies' minutes. So maybe it just means everyone shuffles around a little bit.
It's a good point. That really could happen. I hope not, but is there any chance Jordan Clark's are laid out?
Why?
He had his calf strapped and didn't train during the week.
What are you asking me? I don't know.
Well, where have you been?
I'm here.
It's team effort. You're supposed to get down to training and watch. You've left that to me as well.
I'm struggling to make it to work, let alone training. Give me a break. I'm doing our best.
Mate, you're too busy feeding your horses carrots and down the beach with them and all that.
That'd be the life, wouldn't it? I'd love to do that.
Oh, what do you mean, love to?
I'm too...
I'd love you to stop doing it.
I'm too heavy to sit on a horse. So can you be 97 kilos and sit on a horse?
You're a Clydesdale.
Do they race Clydesdales?
I'm sure you could start it. Yeah. Or maybe those horses you put 20 cents in. Go sit on one of them.
Yeah.
Jordan Clark, if he's a laid out, I don't know. I wasn't down there. I can't remember. It might have been Ash Nelson. She might have put it up. That I saw, she said, if it was her, that he missed a couple of training sessions or with a strapped calf.
Yeah, right.
So calves are dodgy things. You don't want to risk them, do you?
Haven't we had enough injuries? Sorry. It's been like one game.
I know.
No more.
And then, yeah.
And they're not short ones either. Like Warner, what's he get? Are they doing the thing where you've got to mandatorily sit out 19 days or whatever it is yet? Or
12 days.
12 days, okay.
12 days, yeah.
The other two are gone for a while, though.
Yeah,
we don't want to cop too many longer term injuries. And Darcy's like, what's that? 2 to 3 weeks now, but God knows, like that could stretch. You wouldn't be surprised to see that turn into 4 or 5.
Yeah, Wagner still out. Not one of the main ones, but good to see Brandon Walker come back in. That's a good in.
He's one of our favourites, isn't he? I think he maybe not so as important now that we've got Clark and he's firing back there with the speed and he's shown his ability to lock down and take care of an opponent. Yep. But we really lacked what Brandon Walker brought to the table previously. I think think we're still a better team with him in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Fast deck, Marvel, he's a good in. And I hope he's ready because I honestly thought he'd play last week. But I hope we haven't had to bring him in out of necessity if he's not absolutely 110%.
I don't reckon we'd do that. So, having said that, I remember watching Cox last week, and he looked like he was running through shallow water the whole game.
Didn't he?
So you wonder how...
Did he bring Darce back?
Yeah.
Darce back a bit earlier?
Yeah, you wonder. I was thinking that during the week, though. You wonder how right Cox was last week, because he wasn't moving freely for the majority of that game.
Didn't... he could have been a bit rusty too.
Yeah, true. And he is the one we always describe as incorrectly as laconic, right?
Yeah. Yes, that laconic doesn't mean what we all think laconic means. Yeah. But
everyone knows what you mean when you say it.
He knows what you're talking about. That's right. So we're still going to use it.
So in reality, but he does what you think.
And, that's right. And he had to go up forward too.
Yeah. He's not a forward either. I know he did a job on Andrews, but
yep.
I don't know. He's not a forward.
No. He's as much a forward as Tracy is a back.
Mate, Tracy is a back. You watch. I'm going to stay on this train. I've hitched enough wagons to this. I'm just going to keep on doing it.
I know. You don't put your hand up and say, okay, I got that one wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm going to die on this hill.
You're like Donald Trump. Just double down.
But, mate, I still maintain my position. I said this in the off-season that if we use those picks to bring in a key forward, Tracy's not displacing that guy, and he's not displacing Amos, and he's not displacing Jackson, so where does he play?
Yeah, no, it's but you're not taking you're not adding into the equation Tracy's upside, and he's before we get to that point.
Hmm.
Or are you suggesting there's no more upside? Are you saying he's at peak Tracy already?
I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not.
Is that what you're saying? It's 21.
You keep cutting me off. I don't get to say anything. What are you talking about?
I knew you were going to challenge it.
Mate, do you remember that game last year? And I think he had the ball out in the wing and he broke away from the pack. He moved sideways.
Yep.
He looked like a midfielder almost for a second there. I don't know.
Are you thinking the Rory Lobb wing?
Rory Lobb wing. Which was previously occupied by Zach Clark.
Yeah.
Remember when we tried that? That worked well. Was that Mark Harvey that tried to put him on a wing?
Probably. Probably Damien
Drummond. I thought that's what assistant coaches were for.
Probably Damien Drummond.
Well, like Harves Gabby comes in on the weekend. During the week, he's like, I reckon we'll try Zach Clark on the wing.
Try this.
Harves, do you just want to have a sit down for a minute? Can we have a think about this?
Did Harves make that decision?
I think was it him? I think I'll get corrected in a second if it wasn't. I'm pretty sure it was him.
Might have been him.
What about Luke Beveridge saying, Rory Lobb on the wing? Surely he's got someone there who's a trusted lieutenant who could maybe check his coffee for spoiling agents or something. What do we think?
Well, someone just to say, are you okay? You okay, Bev?
You okay, Dave?
Bev, you're right. Yeah.
Speaking of someone who's in a shed load of trouble and no questioning why... his people or people associated with him were trying to unseat Justin Longmuir from Fremantle. He is an absolute world of pain at the moment, Beveridge.
Huge. Massive pain.
The seat would be warm, but I don't know. He's got induction burners because once someone turns it on, it's going to get stifling hot in a second. If you're dropping your mature midfielders in McRae and, we're moving on, the president's already said they reckon it's a top four list. But he's bringing in kids. That club's in disarray.
That club is in all sorts. And they've still got, they lost to Melbourne by 40 points. They've still got that same issue that we've been, as long as we've been doing this podcast, I know every time we play the Bulldogs, we go far out. Have a look at this midfield. How are they not a better team? Look what they got up forward. How's this? And you still can't work it out.
No.
You know what I mean? There's something there that nobody can put their finger on.
The other thing that kind of gets me excited about them, sorry to cut you off, is the fact that if they are in trouble off field and on field and there's kind of like a disjointed feel to the club, and they've already started with the puff pieces that they're confident Jamari Eagle-Hagan is going to re-sign. Like, that's just the sign I'm looking for. That, if they're confident he's going to resign, you don't have to write the article because he'll just resign.
He'll just do it to take everyone by surprise. And you're right. So they're trying to, shift the.
Yeah, no, it's the old nothing to see here.
Yep. So, yeah, you're right. He's in a bucket load of... Thought he was going to walk straight into Fremantle. I think he thought that. And then he would have played Tracy on the
wing. I'd have been shattered if he got the job. I know he won that flag.
He could not do that.
Whatever he's done at Bulldogs. Like you wouldn't want to see that happening here. That's a debacle.
It would have been horrendous. And I've got nothing against Bev. I don't, you know, he is what he is. But if we went from, you know, getting rid of JL and then took on Bevo, that would have just been horrendous. So thank goodness we're not going down that path.
Anything else? I'm looking forward to seeing Wardlaw. I liked what he did last year in the early part of the season. You know, Sheasel gets a lot of the footy. A lot of it's easy ball. But I think Wardlaw is the one. He gets in and has a crack. So
how does a cat's head that go?
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
But otherwise...
Zach Fisher.
Yeah,
gets a ton of easy ball, which is good for my fantasy football team. But otherwise, yeah, I'm with you. I just can't see it. What are we, $1.30 odd? We might touch that.
No.
That's how good a bet
that is. I don't think that's good. That's not a good idea. Not advocating gambling on this podcast.
Of course we are. Just do it well.
Just don't lose.
Don't lose, and then you haven't got a problem. Jojo, what do we do? Erasmus, he's got to bide his time until he gets opportunity in the midfield. Does he have to go and challenge Tommy Emmett for that role?
I don't know.
While he's waiting.
Fairly and squarely on his shoulders, isn't it? I mean, it's on him now at this point.
What does he do?
You've got to be better. He wasn't great when he came on the other day. Like, he's got to fix up his disposal. He's got all the attributes to be a really good player, really good midfielder.
Hmm.
But, it's on him, I think. I agree with him not giving him big opportunity at the moment because there's other guys that deserve it in front of him.
In front of him, yep. But...
Well, look at Will Brody. Look at the preseason Brody had. He killed it. Yep, can't get in.
Yeah, that's right.
So you don't just get a game because you're picked in the top 10.
No, absolutely.
And that's the kind of club we want to be in. It's really good to see them evolve into that. I mean, previously, an Erasmus who was picked in at really high end of the draft would be given opportunity.
Walks in. Yeah.
And you get to find your feet. You get 20 games. You say, oh, he's coming along. But you get exposure at this point, and they've got an opportunity as the sub, or you come in if someone's injured. But you're not gifted a game.
No, like when they threw Liam Henry to the Wolves straight in, and it doesn't necessarily help, does it? It doesn't help you. So what are you saying? He's got to go back to Peel and toil away and.
But it's a different environment now, though, isn't it? I mean, if you are him and you're looking ahead, you're not seeing another young guy get opportunity instead of you, or like everyone who's in that team at the moment deserves their spot.
Yep.
To an extent, you know. Previously, that hasn't been the case. Like if you're Neil Erasmus and you want to play in that Fremantle Dockers midfield, like who are you legitimately going to say you should be in there instead of?
No, you can't. You can't. There's no one.
So there's strong integrity in selection, and it's all in front of him. Like if he wants to get in there, you got to be better. Simple.
So let's say Tommy Emmett has another real quiet one. He had a quiet one last week, and that's okay. He's only played three games, four games, whatever it is. Let's say he has another really quiet one. Does Erasmus get a chance to take his spot?
I don't think so.
No, reckon?
No. I reckon he would have to go back and play that role at Peel and show he can do it first, if that's what he was going to do.
Do it there.
But I think they're...
But he's done it before.
Yeah, no. Erasmus, I think they've got expectations he's going to be a midfielder. He's going to have to earn his spot through there. That's where he should be playing.
Yeah, but so many midfielders have got to earn their spot somewhere else first.
Yeah, maybe.
So many midfielders.
Yeah, I mean, nothing's out of the question. And that's one of the spots that you could look at and say, okay, you know, that guy's not stapled to the board.
Hmm.
No, you're right.
Okay.
But you know, I just think with him, whether the position's available or not, he's got things he needs to improve on because you can see it when he comes into the game. The game hasn't slowed down for him. He doesn't have composure that a lot of the other guys have kind of developed over the time they've been here. And I think, it'll come. Hopefully it'll come for him, but it's not there yet.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Fair enough. I was just... and speaking of Liam Henry, you brought him up earlier. that was a cracking game from him last night. I know people are still going to say he can't get, can't take it. You know, he's not good in the contest or whatever else. You don't want everyone in there. Look at the bloke off their half back line. Malira, Wanganui Malira.
Yeah.
Never lays a tackle, but geez, you'd love him in your side, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's so very good.
The foot skills on that guy. That three-peat Hawthorn like Jado, Wanganui Malira. But Liam Henry, too, couple of goals, couple of good goals. His field kicking just super. He's one that we're going to miss in, you know, I mean.
Yeah, maybe. I think we replace him. He spent a lot of time forward.
I mean, yeah.
He was in the, was he on the wing? It seemed like he's played a lot of time forward.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, which isn't his go. But he did spend some time in the midfield.
Yeah.
So.
That is his go, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, that is his go. That's right. So, no, I think he's still going to develop into what people were suggesting he wasn't, you know. So, shame, mate. I'd like to see him still here in purple, but can't have everything.
You can't have everything. And we do have a lot. You got anything else before we go and get a good night's sleep, before we got to wake up early and watch this?
Oh, the game's about to start. I'm not even going to go to bed.
Stay up and watch it.
Stay up.
They should have done some kind of like football marathon of Fremantle North games. We could have watched some Winston Abraham highlights.
Yes, how good. Crowley, done an hour long on Crowley. That would have been good, wouldn't it? Let's do that.
Well, hopefully we'll speak to you next week after a resounding victory over North Melbourne. Starting the season 2-0, full of optimism, chock full of optimism, not playing catch-up, unlike last year. And until we do that, are you still going to be down with the re-stump?
Look, I am, and I'm remaining paranoid because overconfidence can bring down an empire.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time, so yeah. Since you